Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Yud Aleph Amid Beis says Daf Yud Beis, but we're going to start with Yud Aleph Amid Beis. The Minch of the Mishnah, okay? Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Let's try to go very fast. Let's try to mamash accomplish. Let's try to do a Daf.
The Mishnah?
You're going to push it. Your shoulders are going to push it. We're going to accomplish a Daf.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Hakoy makes the Mishnah.
The Mishnah.
Hakoy makes the Mincha Lechol Shriya because the person does the Kamizan of Mincha.
So it's like a pickle issue.
Well, this is the Sugya. Here we go, the whole Daf by the Sugya pickle. The pickle when it comes to Karb Mincha. What's pickle? Kavana by one of the avodas to do something else. Chutz lizman.
Right.
A mincha can be in only for how long? One day, one night.
Chutz b'koyim, it's not karas.
Chutz b'koyim, it's not karas. I remember.
It's ingrained in me that.
Gevaldik.
Only chutz lizman is karas.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I always thought pickle applies.
No. Chutz, even though the pasuk, even though you read the pasuk, the pasuk is mashma fakert. Pasuk is mashma chutz b'koyim is karas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the pasuk on the pasuk. It's mashma fakert. It's chutz lizman is karas.
So if the Torah, if it indicates
side by carbon,
let's see. Hakoy made some mechalos to make a kavisa. The mincha lechot and your kavan is lechot shiodeha the leftovers the chutz outside of the azara. What is the halakha is oy kazayis or now I love dafko. Now here's this is a very important point from the Gemara. Keep this in mind. The Mishnah begins to examine. Even says the entire thing or even says kazayis. Why does the Mishnah say a kazayis? That is going to be a topic of discussion, a very important topic of discussion. A kazayis.
Or lahakter comes to bechutz.
Mishir yecha bechutz. Or lahakter to be makter comes to a koimetz bechutz. Or kazayis comes to bechutz. Or lahakter levoinosa. A mincha is offered together with levoina, frankincense. Some type of spice.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, it's called frankincense.
I remember you were laughing yesterday.
You were talking about ring jokes about Frankenstein. You know Frankenstein is?
Yeah, sure, I know. By the way, that was what inspired him? The Goyim of Prague.
Frankenstein.
That was not long afterwards, okay.
Interesting.
After the book came out.
I lacked the Levinasa, the Makta Levinasa, Bechutz, the Halach is Pasul, so since over here you have the covenant is Bechutz, Pasul, the Ein by Karas.
If someone eats it, it's also Karas?
No, there's no Karas. If he eats Bechutz, there's no Karas. Eating Kach and Bechutz. There is no chorus.
I thought there is a loisa. So when you said you have chorus,
tuma, a person whose tummy is kosher must have
chorus. Oh, I'm sorry.
But leading bechutz,
he gets malchus.
Malchus, correct. Right. Tuma. Next, the apostle of Emek chorus. Now lecha l'shirecha l'mocha. Oh, now we come to zmanin. Let's say lecha l'shir lechos l'mocha or kazayis. Mishirecha l'mocha or lahakti kumsa l'mocha or kazayis mikumsa l'mocha or lahakti l'venas l'mocha. In these examples, pigul v'chayav nola of karas. Good, let me show you. Good.
Yep.
Right. Zeachar, what's the klal? Kol hakoymets oynoisin. You do any of the avodas. What are the avodas of the mincha? Four avodas. Hakoymets oynoisin b'chli. Or you put it in the utensil. You put the kavis in the utensil. Or hamolach b'yigo when you walk with it. Or hamakti you put it on the fire. And then we learn four avodas. By a zevach there are four avodas corresponding to the four avodas. By a zevach there are four avodas by a mincha. Kmitza, nisin b'chli, haylocha, and aktara. Lechol davar shedarukoi. It has to be something which you, under normal circumstances, eat. Lechol ulahaktir to be makti davar shedarukoi lahaktir. If the kavanah was chutz l'makoymai, then pasul the ain by karis chutz l'zmana yipigul v'chayav and love karis uvelvad. What is the condition that the person will be chayiv karis when he eats when there was a kavanah chutz l'zman? Provided that the carbon was brought in its entirety. In other words, the levad sheyakriv hamater kimitzvah say the matter was offered kimitzvah say. What does it mean that here now the Mishnah in order to clarify explains to us in more detail what does it mean matter kimitzvah say? Case, what does it mean to be a carbon matter kimitzvah say? Kamatz b'shtik. I did the kimitzvah. I did it quietly. I did the kimitzvah. And in other words, let's take a step back to explain outside first. Karav matik and mitzvah means there's only the only problem in this mincha is the machshava chutz l'zman. But besides the machshava chutz l'zman, there is nothing else wrong. The only problem is chutz l'zman.
Like we had by karav, we had the same thing. Because
right.
Because if there's another thing with it,
if there's another, then it's possible. It's possible. Then it's not pigle. It's possible.
The jealous. The jealous.
Right. The pigle. Very good. Well, I know what I said. Pigle. It wants the spotlight. Pigle is very demanding of kavod. It wants the spotlight. The only thing that can be wrong with the carbon is pigle. If there's something else besides the zman, besides the machshava chutz l'zman, there's another disqualification. So pigle says, you know what? I'm out of here. I'm out of here.
It makes a difference when you spoke about which one came first also.
Oh, right now the Mishnah is going to review these ones. Right.
So besides for Pigol, he has another
Machshava. Another Machshava Chutz. Not only will I eat this tomorrow, the Chutz L'Zman, I'm also going to eat it Chutz L'Mekoymai.
Mm-hmm.
Or so therefore is what's wrong with the carbon? How many problems are there with this carbon now?
Two.
How many problems? Two problems. Chutz L'Zman and Chutz L'Mekoymai.
And even though it's only Chutz L'Zman which actually makes it pickle,
right?
Nevertheless,
since there is another disqualification, then Chutz L'Zman says, I am out of here. You're not going to be chayiv karas. The only time a person
will chayiv karas. You just told me there's no chayiv karas.
Chutz L'Zman is a chayiv karas.
Oh, yeah.
So let's say this Chutz L'Zman plus Chutz L'Mekoymai.
Then there's no karas. But there's still malchus.
There's still malchus. But you would say, so what? Just because there's another problem. But the fact
why is that? How does that work?
Gzeres HaKasav. It's drasha.
And if he doesn't have his machshava, he just happens to eat it. Chutz L'Zman, Chutz L'Mekoymai.
It's still chayiv karas. Doesn't matter.
You didn't have the machshava.
No. Yes.
When he did the kmitzah, after the haktari, ate the shiori Chutz L'Zman.
Chutz L'Mekoymai, he's chayiv karas. Absolutely.
Chutz L'Zman and Chutz L'Mekoymai?
Absolutely, because it's a chefsa. What's the law that you're saying?
You just not said it.
No, that's only to make the chaloy. The second thing to clarify. It's a very, very important point. Use clarification. What is pigle? Pigle is a chaloy. What is a chaloy? You do the kmit with the machshava Chutz L'Zman. Now I do the nesina b'chli. I do the hoylach. I do the haktara. The moment I do the haktara, there's a chalois on the shirayim. This shirayim has a din pigle. Just like a piece of non-kosher meat has a din nevela. Just like basa b'cholav has a din basa b'cholav. When you cook basa b'cholav, when does it get a chalois basa b'cholav? When you cook it. Right now I have basa, I have cholav. When I put the two together and it's yatsa ledes, oh! It's a chalois. A chalois basa b'cholav.
Shafs,
a chalois. It's a chayv malchus just for cooking. Now I take that basa b'cholav, I take it with me, I put it into a package, and I go to the other end of the world, and I eat it. Am I chayiv in basa b'cholav?
Avada.
Let's say I have hana, then I go to another end of the world, and I have hana. I have hana. Why? Because when I cook the two things together, it was a chalois,
so on
the
two things.
Pigle. The moment I do the haktara, I had a machshava, I did the kmitza, I had a machshava chutz l'zman, and then I did the nesina b'chli, and the hoylocha, and the haktara. The moment the haktara is done, it is chal upon the shirayim machalois pigle.
And when is it chal? Only after he eats it.
Because it's still a matter. The haktara is still a matter.
Right. The haktara, when you do the haktara, the moment of haktara.
That's the makom apatish.
That's it. So are you chayv karis when you do the haktara? No. No. There's no chayv karis.
Only if you eat it.
Oh, only if you eat it. The haktara now creates
a
chalois. But there's no chayv karis.
So you eat it.
Yeah. Now, what are you eating? You're eating a chalef. It's a chalef. If I take the chalef outside the Beis HaMikdash, should I eat it? Am I chayef a chalef?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I take the pickle outside the Beis HaMikdash, should I eat it? Am I chayef pickle?
The only time when it doesn't work is when Achshava...
The Shasmaisa. There's no chalois. It's
as a kemitzah.
Right.
For both. And then by that
there's
color,
no chalois. There's no chalois. If during the kemitzah there's a kavona chutz l'zman and chutz l'mekoymai, the chutz l'mekoymai prevents.
What about if he shares it? One by the kmitza.
Same thing. Zmanoi, doesn't matter.
And then by the haktara mekoymai.
Doesn't matter. There's a no because when is the chalois? The chalois is the haktara. That's the moment. If before that moment, there was somewhere
so
anywhere.
One of the four. Yeah, machshava.
Any one of the four. There's another machshava.
To take it away.
It takes it away.
What about if he has remorse? That doesn't
matter. Too late. You saying a good kasha. You saying a big chiddush. I wanted to be sure to talk about that. I don't think it makes it. I think it's too late. There's no.
It's so severe with this machshava.
Yes.
As if he's doing a ma'aser.
It's amazing because the machshava that he had by when he did the kmitza to be mefagel this minchah over here. We're still allowing the haktara to cause.
Right.
Should it be possible for me?
You just no. Nothing happens yet. Nothing. If you stop, if you have a kavanah chutz l'zman,
no problem. You're
stop. You more. Should stop because then even if someone will eat it,
there's no matter.
You have to have the haktara. The haktara is a chalos. Now you take it outside chutz l'zman. You're still going to be
exactly
right.
You're going to
be no difference because it's like a piece of chalef, a piece of nevela. A lot of people have a very hard time understanding that concept. This concept, pigle is, it's you're setting yourself up. You're doing, having a kavana chutz l'zman. That kavana is setting up this karban or this mincha, so that when you get to the last avoida, and you do the last avoida, it's chal chalois upon the shirayim, a chalois pigle. You know, not have karis yet. The din karis is only when you eat it.
Yeah,
when somebody else eats it.
It doesn't matter. Anyone in the world eats it. It's you're creating an issa. It's like you're creating boss of a chavis.
That's only if he knows someone else. That's if he doesn't know.
Doesn't matter. It's shoygig. It's chav kam chatos. Kam chatos. It's a chalois.
Do we find anywhere else with a machshava?
Oh, so first of all, this is a very big machshava you touched upon. Is a machshava. When it says machshava, when it says machshava, does it mean machshava or does it mean dibur?
Ah,
now
dibur is much more powerful.
Very, very fast. Dibur is much more.
You know, when you know it's machlekes when you're on Kabbalah Shabbos.
Dibur.
It has to be machshava b'dibur.
L'chatchil the dibur is always better.
That's what they say by a woman. She wants to do a malacha.
She should
verbally say, yeah. No. No, but a woman wants to do a malacha after lechtzin. So machlech, machshava is enough or dibur. So I think we're machmer. She has to say, I'm not meaning makapa shabbos on these candles. I know the Ramah, the macha brings both sheets. That's amazing, but this is very. He says machlek and mishayim. Those mishayim the whole machshava is mafagel a carbon and a carbon mincha. That's very powerful. A machshava. Can I ask you a very nourishing? What happens if someone has a machshava? He knows he's not allowed to, but he has a machshava. But he doesn't really mean it. He has a mishigas in machshava. I'm going to eat it chutzal zman, but he doesn't really mean it. He's just
all depends. Is it machshava? Is it dibur? Here, look what it says in the first mishnah himself. The zvachim, kol zvachim. What does it mean over here? What does it mean over here? Shloi l'shma. So the mishnah over here says when it says over here shloi l'shma. Rashi here says machshava. Kol azvachim shnizku shalashman sheshachar l'shem shladim k'ksherim
k'ksherim
k'ksherim k'ksherim.
The pshat is kachem. Kachem is very severe. It's kachem. You bring it to Hashem, so it's very. Every minor thing is magnified.
That's why a person talks from a tailman on the street. One adera from a tailman Hashem's house. Another adera.
You know, it's also very scary. Noda Yehuda always say. If you have a few people talking, even unless let's say most people are not talking during the first shot, the children are not answered. It's a pachad noira.
Also, Nathan says that in Alachim, the Peter said, "Oh, should not come." Yeah. And you put the knife in.
Yeah.
He was saying,
"Harigazatsmoy." Yeah.
I'm saying you're doing in Hashem's house all these things that he was doing over there. I'm not sure who Hashem said it or who he said. I'm not there anymore. It's also possible people talking during davening. And it's also possible that the issue is not as severe because Hashem is not there because he left a long time ago. The whole Shem Beis HaKnesses is long gone.
Look at this very interesting diyuk. The first mishnah of Sechta Menachos. What is it? Kol HaMenachos.
Yeah.
Kol HaMenachos Shenikmitzu Sheloy L'shman. What does Rashi say? The very first Rashi of Sechta Menachos. What does Rashi say? Kegoyin. Shesnadev Mincha Marcheshes Vehevia Vekomsa Koyen Veomar. What does Rashi say? A machshava has
well, which
to
Rashi
have
is in
the very first Rashi Masech Menachos. The Omar.
Which by the Mishnah was
the very first Rashi. The very
the
Kamsa of Hakoyin. The Omar. Hareini Kaimitz L'Shem Machavas.
But that's one type of.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe
from Chizkus Mana it's different.
The Mishnah over here, Mamish equates. So we've seen the Mishnah. The Mishnah all
so, it's not, so he Mamish has to enunciate.
By a mincha of Yamar. What is the very first Rashi Masech Zvachim? It's the same exact thing. Kol Azvachim is the same exact line. Kol Azvachim Shlishlo Shmona Kesherim. Kol Amenacha Shlishlo Shmona Kesheris. What does it say over here in Rashi? The first Rashi Masech Zvachim. Kol Azvachim Shlishlo Shmona Shenishrat Oila L'Shem Shlamin. How come Rashi didn't say Kegoyin Sh'omar?
Me?
Obviously, the answer, so the someone being a dyke is that Bach your Shabbat question itself. Is that there's the chilek between a zevach and a mincha. When it comes to a zevach,
much
the soul is a filu manish
thought. It's much more chomer. Yeah.
When it comes to a mincha, the psul has to be articulated.
That means the mincha is not as...
You have also by kedusha, tuma. You have truma and is third level, and kachim is fourth level. It's much more sensitive.
Sensitive. But a mincha is also kachim. A mincha is also kachim. There's no difference. A mincha is kachim. Kodesh kadashim. It's all kachim. Yet even among kadashim, you make a deacon rashi. The rashi holds when it comes to a zevach, even a thought would be sufficient. When it comes to a mincha, a thought's not enough. You have to have a dibur.
Yeah.
So maybe taka for pigul you also then.
Yes, you would absolutely. the same exact thing.
But mincha yechusvos man, yeah.
Yeah, you have to have a dibur. Having a machshavah would not be enough. That's a very interesting deep to see how Rashi explains different.
So you said machlokes and shayim.
Yeah, there is.
Not everybody plays Rashi.
There is machlokes exactly. They told about this yet when it says machshavah.
But even by zavach has to be bedibur.
Yeah, there are some rishayim that say explicitly said there has to be a dibur.
Even by Zavach.
I think Rashi in a few places in Zavachim is Mashmah, you don't. Rashi holds.
What is it Talu? What's the Machal? What is it Talu?
It's Kodshim. It's a heavy Hechad in Yonim. I don't know. Hechad in Yonim. Why Davka Machshav is so severe? Right in the Mishnah, literally, here says.
So it's sort of a Machlaikis and Metzias.
Yeah, I mean, it's Machlaikis in how do you bring forth a Machshav Chutz Lazman? Now, Ketzad, Karav HaMata, okay, we're up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. Let's try to go very quick.
Ketzad, Karav HaMata.
In other words, the only problem...
What did it say before? Bavach, Yikrav HaMata, Mekmetzvois?
That means that the only thing that's wrong with the carbon is the Machshav Chutz Lazman.
Yeah.
But besides the Machshav Chutz Lazman, the carbon is a good carbon. Now, how do you make a carbon?
So how do you translate Bavad?
Bavad provided Shayakriv. You offer on the Mizbeach Hamati. What's the mat here? The Kemitza. The Kemitza. The Matir Kemitzvasa.
Then
when you have Makriv, the Matir Kemitzvasa, then the Shirayim become Pigel.
Ah, I got it.
Now, what is an example where the only problem in this Mincha is the Machshava Chutz Lizman? Explain to me, what's the example? What does it mean, Karav Matik Mitzvah? For example, Kamatz Bishtika. Let's say the Kemitza was done quietly, meaning, good. Everything was Kedasu Kedim. Then, no sign Bishli.
Maybe it means, it's hinting, Rashi, he didn't verbalize it just for Machshava.
No, Bishtika over here simply means is that there was no...
Everything was good, okay.
There was no Machshava Chutz Lazman.
Okay.
And then, no sign Bishli. Number two was done good.
That's the second,
But number 2, 3, and 4 was done shaloi kedin. Nasan bichli, the or, and so you have to really say it means or. Nasan v'hoilach means or you did the halacha, or the hikri or you did the aktara with the machshava chutz lazmanoi.
So, one
of the last three. He's giving this as an example.
Any one of the last three.
For example, even if, it's a chiddush, even if the first avodah was done good, do not say that that's what counts.
The other way around. First three was good and the first one was...
It doesn't make a difference. Even if the first one was good, if number two was no good, or number three was good, if the first one was no good, automatically it's going to be possible. It's going to be a pickle.
Any one of them.
That's the way the Mishnah writes. Right, that's what it means. It means achas.
It's a very good kasha. What is he saying? What is Rashi saying? Kol Eila. He means to say one of those. Doesn't mean all
one
of them.
It means one of them.
One of those three. Yeah.
So it says over here, Ketzad Kamatik Mitzvah. Say Kamat. The Kenitza was done. Kamat.
The other way around.
It was done. Bishtiko. Nosan Bichli. Oh, it was done. And there, Kamat Bishtiko. But. Nasan bechli or v'hoilach or v'hikter chutz lazmana
or the other way around.
Period.
What do you have to tell us?
It's a chiddush. Even though the first avoid was good.
The first avoid was good.
Okay, new case. We're up now to a new case. Let's go one thing at a time. We're up now to a new case. Okay, 1 second over here. We're up now to a new case. What's this new case? Oy, Shekomatz, the Kemitza was done.
Right from the beginning,
Chutz Lazmanai. But everything else was good. Nasan Bechli, V'hoylich, V'hikter,
B'shtika. There doesn't mean or, it means all of them.
Correct. Case number 3. Oy, Shekomatz, or V'nasan Bechli, or V'hoylich, or V'hikter, Chutz Lazmanai. All four, one of the four was no good. Zehu Shekarav Hamater Kimitzvasa. Why? Because the only problem in this mincha was a machshava chutz lizman.
Bye.
You don't need to have by all of them. Even by one of them is sufficient. But the main point here is that the only problem was a machshava chutz lazman. Now, what does it mean? The inverse. Ketzad loy kara hamatik mitzvah. So, what does it mean that's not good? Here we go. Number one is kamatz either the mitzvah chutz l'mekoymai. Oh, nayapsol.
Machshava on odibah.
Mekoymai, kamatz chutz l'mekoymai. And then...
Well, he actually does Kohen's Chutz L'Mekoymai?
Yeah, the Kavana. He does the Kemitza with the Kavana, Chutz L'Mekoymai.
Or?
That's it. No, not or. That's it.
But at the end of the day, it makes no difference if he actually eats it Chutz L'Zman or Chutz L'Mekoymai. He
eats it Chutz L'Zman. It doesn't make a
difference when he eats it.
There's a Chalois. And even immediately if he eats a Chiv Karas. Now, new case. Let's say here it's loy kodav amatikim mitzvah. So what does it mean, loy kodav amatikim mitzvah? So there's something else wrong. What else? Case number one is ketzah, loy kodav amatikim mitzvah. Say, for example, kamatz chutz l'mekoymai. The kemitza was done chutz l'mekoymai. So that's not a pigle.
Yeah,
a machshava. Right, I'm sorry. Yeah, machshava. I'm sorry.
That's what I said before.
I'm sorry. That's what I meant to say. Yeah, machshava chutz l'mekoymai. And now, now even no psul. So right now we have a different psul other than chutz l'zman.
So that's why I said the possibility of pigle.
Exactly.
And the carbon is no matter of it?
Possul. No, you're going to be matter, but it's not kimitzvosa because there's another problem in this carbon besides zman.
One second.
So it's loy olu?
It's for sure never olu. That's a given. Of course loy olu.
When it says chutz l'mekoymai, besides for him having chutz l'zman,
right.
How do you know that's
what it says? Ketzad. Read the words. Ketzad. Ketzad loy kara hamatik mitzvasa. What does it mean? Here we go. Start. Kamatz chutz l'mekoymai.
Also, not also.
That's it. You did the kemitza. There are four parts. The kemitza was all machshava chutz l'mekoymai.
But not chutz l'zman.
Just doing that alone right away will prevent this carbon from the potential for ever being pigle. And now he continues. He's up to part two. Nosan b'chli or v'hoylech or. Vehikdir chutz l'zmanoi.
Oh, I see.
So you ended up doing all four avoidos. Avoid number two or three or four was chutz l'zman, but avoid number one was chutz l'mekoymai. There's no karis. Okay, case number two.
And that's not even called pigle.
That's not called pigle. Yeah, okay. That's posel. It's posel. And the carbon is for sure possible, but if a person, there's no chalois pigle on the meat. If someone will come along now and eat this meat...
He can save himself. If he got a machshava chutz l'zman, he can save himself by then having a machshava chutz l'mekoymai.
No, I don't think you're supposed to do the Gemara spoke about it. You're not supposed to do that either. The Gemara spoke about that. Just because you did one thing wrong, you're not supposed to do something else wrong. It doesn't... There's no chorus!
A chutz l'zman is chorus.
Only if you eat it.
If you eat it,
okay. Don't eat it.
Just don't eat it.
Yeah, you don't have to count them. Don't eat it. Now, case number two, beginning of the line. Oi, shakamatz chutz l'zmanoi. Ah, so you're setting yourself.
I lost the place. One second.
Beginning of the line.
Oi, shakamatz chutz l'zmanoi.
Okay, new case now. You start off no good. You start off, you're setting yourself off the pigle. Oi, shakamatz chutz l'zmanoi. But now, number two, three, and four. You do them chutz l'mekoymai.
Yeah.
So now nosan b'chli or v'hoylich or v'hikter chutz l'mekoymai.
Yeah.
Okay. Now
the chiddush over here is that
even though you started off a pigle, doesn't matter. You can undo the pigle by having kavanah chutz l'mekoymai. Case number three.
Which you should not do.
But this is my shoy kachoya. Case number three. Oy shakamatz. You did a kemitza.
Yeah.
Or nosan b'chli or v'hoylich or v'hikter. Chutz l'mekoymai.
What was the chutz l'mekoymai?
One of these four. And in this case, a little more complicated. In this case, what you did in this case, in addition to having a machshava chutz l'zman by all of them. Look at Rashi.
The Gemara doesn't say, okay.
Rashi over here says, oyshakomatz v'nosan Oishakamatz, Vnosan Bechliv, Holoch Hikdir, Chutz.
Claimer.
Where's the Rashi? Stop sign. Okay, it means, don't take it literally. Don't mean it means you had all of them, it means you had one of them. Oikitani, Im Osa Achas, Me'ela, Almanas Lechel, Shirayim, Chutz, L'mekoymai. Now, here's how Rashi follows through the missing gap, the missing. And the other three...
Which other three?
We have all four. And one of the four Yerakavana Chutz Lemakaimai. One of the four. The other three. If one of the four you had a kavana chutz l'mikaymai, what was your machshava with regard to the other three?
But you could have with any one of the four.
Exactly, that's what it says.
Called
you have four scenarios.
Right.
So in one of the four you had a kavana chutz l'mikaymai, and the other three that you did not have a kavana chutz l'mikaymai, what was your kavana? Chutz l'zmanai. And the other three was chutz l'zmanai. So in that case, even though what's the chiddush in this case? The chiddush in this case, even though the majority, even though 75% of this carbon was offered with a kavan of chutz l'zman, so maybe we should say bittul. If 75% of this carbon was offered with machshava chutz l'zman, only 25% was offered with machshava chutz l'mukaymai, we should completely negate the chutz l'mekaymai, and thus we should say that it's pigel, kamash mulan. The 25% of chutz l'mekaymai is significant, and thus it's going to prevent this carbon from becoming pigel, because pigel demands that there's nothing else but itself. Pigel is very demanding, does not tolerate the neighbors, does not tolerate any other soul besides itself. Is that clear, Rabbi Shlomo Zev?
Yeah, could you explain to me, how is the third one different from the first two?
The first two, only one of the avodas was done chutz. Only one of the avodas was done chutz l'zman, and the other and another avoda was done chutz l'mekaymai.
Yeah.
In this case, three of the avodas were done chutz l'zman.
Oh, I see.
And one was in chutz l'mekaymai.
I see.
In all the other cases, it's equal. It's 50-50. The psul, there are two psul.
I got it.
Question was, which one was first, which one was second? Over here.
So what's the din then?
Doesn't matter. There's no pigle.
You're exempt from karas.
No pigle, because you're sharing the psul.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, okay.
It does not matter. Okay, so these are the examples of pigle. Right, right,
so that's what it means.
Meaning that the matir, which means the kemitza, was not offered kemitzvasai. Uh-huh. There's another problem. There's another disqualification in this carbon besides the disqualification of a machshava chutz l'zman, and the additional machshava of chutz l'mekaymai will prevent the chalois of chutz l'zman from chal upon the meat.
Right. What difference if it's chutz mekaymai or not? It's already pigel.
That's exactly. It's a gzeres hakosav. The gzeres hakosav is whenever you have a carbon that's pigel because of the problem of chutz l'zman, it's exclusive.
Yeah.
It's exclusive. The only problem in the carbon was the chesaron of chutz l'zman.
Yes.
If in the carbon there's an additional psul, right, for example, a machshav of chutz l'mekaymai, it's not pigel. There's no chalois, pigel.
But he says he didn't do the mitzvah.
He was not matir, there's a term. He was not matir.
That's the same thing. You have a machshava chutz l'mekaymai, not chutz l'zmanai.
Yes, it's possible.
It's the same thing.
But normally, if you have machshava chutz l'zman,
you get karis.
So now you have two kavanas, a kavana chutz l'zman and a kavana chutz l'mekaymai. If not for the gezeres hakosav, what would you say? You would say that since you have here a machshava chutz l'zman, that's enough. That's enough to create a chalois pigle, and someone eats that piece, it will be chayiv karis. We don't care that there was also a machshava chutz l'mekaymai. Loy malav loy mayrit. That's what you would say if that's
the case. And before, why is that matzah become a tzvayis? The hikta was chutz l'zman.
There was nothing else, because in the previous examples, there was only one machshava. The machshava was chutz l'zman.
Yes.
There was no other machshava, period. So there's only one.
So therefore?
That's why there's a chayiv karis. That's what the chalois pigle.
So that's the reason it's called zeshu karv ha-matrik mitzvaysa?
Yeah, it means that when there's only one chesaron, and the only chesaron is chutz l'zman. But everything else was done kimitzvaysa.
Yeah. So matir.
That's what's called the matir was offered. The matir was offered kimitzvaysa. The matir means the kimitzah. It was brought kimitzvaysa. There's no problems. There is no
What's
the
problem?
Besides chutz l'zman.
When
we say kimitzvaysa, we mean besides chutz l'zman.
I see what you're saying.
Next halach. We'll go quick. Now, there's another. We only discussed so far the other possible kavana that will disqualify be a kavana of chutz l'mekaymai. But there are other possibilities to disqualify the kavana, and they are shaloi l'shma. By these three, for example, minchas chaytei. Let's say you make a full shul. You swear that I do not know testimony.
Right.
So, what is the halach? If you're wealthy, you bring an animal. If you're poor, you bring a bird. So if you're very, very poor, you bring mincha. Oile v'yoreid, there are three examples of oile v'yoreid when you have potential to bring a mincha. Now, what depending the halacha is, you can't afford, you bring a mincha. Let's say the kohen, when he brings the mincha, he has kavan for the wrong person. He's supposed to go for Ruven, he has kavan shem shema, it's a kavan shaloy l'shma. So let's say in one of the four avodos, the kohen has a kavan, anyone, any order, right, any order, anything you want, but in this carbon, you have two kavanas. So a kavan chutz l'zma.
Yeah,
and in one of the avodos, there's a kavana for the wrong person. Shaloi l'shma.
It's possible. So why would I think there should be pigel? Amazing.
There's a chaloi pigel when because the Torah puzzle, says. So what? That's exactly the chiddush. That because the mati was not kara kimitzvah, so there's no chaloi pigel. Yes, there would. Yes, there would be a havmin. Yes, exactly, because the Torah says it's a makara chuslas man. So it's possible, but besides being possible, it's also going to be a chalois pigel. So let's say, minchas chayte, minchas kinois, the soita. So these are the categories of a chayt. And what is the rule when it comes to a kavana shaloy l'shma by a chatas? It's possible. That's a severe kavana. A kavana shaloy l'shma not by a chatas.
Meaning that for the wrong person, for the wrong carb.
Either or. Okay, and now
after doing that, Mishav and Agel is Shtei Machshavas Psul Shainis Ba'Avoyda Achas.
In this, you sure you're referring to this piece of Gemara, the next shtickle in the Mishnah? Are you sure you're reading it on this shtickle or the next shtickle?
I'm sorry, you're right.
So next stickle, right?
Thank you.
Okay, weiter. So minchas chayte, with minchas knois.
What's the scenario? Minchas chayte, minchas knois.
A man is bringing a mincha because of chayte. Or a man is bringing a mincha for his wife. That's chayte. She comes from shaloi l'shman. So the kohen does the kavana shaloi l'shman. But
that mean for somebody else.
Someone else. So is that a disqualification?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. So now when he gets to part 2, 3, and 4. 2, 3, 4, who's the kavan? What's the kavan going to be? The kavan of chutz liz man. So is it going to be pigel? Will there be potential for chalais pigel?
I mean, it was the chalais man, and then the rest is the chutz liz man.
Or nosan bechli, or for hoylich, or
the chutz liz man.
Case number two.
Oh, it should come at chutz liz man.
Case number two. Oh, it should come at chutz liz man. From the start, it's no good. But number 2, 3, 4, but let's say nosan bechli, or for hoylich, or v'hikdeh shloy lishman. Oh, should come at v'nosan bechli, v'hoylich, v'hikdeh shloy lishman. Or one of the four.
But there was no chutz liz man.
One of the same thing we learned before. One of the four was shaloi l'shman, and the other three was chutz l'zman. So it's again a case of majority. It's 75% against 25%. Yeah. So even though it's 75%, we don't care. In all the other examples, it was 50-50. So therefore, maybe that's why in that case you're going to say that it's going to be there's no din pigel, because the other disqualification is equal. But in this example where the other disqualification is a minority relative to the other disqualification of Shloi Lishman, it doesn't matter.
So what's that lacha?
So there's no potential for a chalois pigel because you're not matir, you're not makir of the matir kimitzvasai, and you're not makir of the matir kimitzvasai. There's more, because what does that mean? There's more than one disqualification in this carbon. Pigel is demanding. Pigel demands exclusivity. It demands to be have the spotlight, the limelight.
So you just said that before. Why is he giving?
We're giving another example of shaloi l'shman.
Okay.
Another example. Now we're discussing what you ended up putting over here with an example where in the same avoida, in the zelba avoida, having a double kavana. Let's say lechol kazayis b'chutz kazayis l'machar. When you're doing the one avoida, you're doing the kmitza. In the kmitza itself, you're having a double kavana. I wanted a kazayis b'chutz kazayis l'machar. Or the other order, reverse the order. It doesn't make the order.
Kazayis l'machar kazayis l'machutz.
Or let's say even a kachatzi zayis b'chutz. Or kachatzi zayis l'machar. Or kachatzi zayis l'machar kachatzi zayis b'chutz. There's no difference what the order is. In this example as well.
Doesn't matter which order.
Example possible. The aim by the car is why.
Or kachatzi zayis b'chutz kachatzi zayis
l'machar
kachatzi zayis l'machar.
Why? Because. I would think, again, I have in it, if you have one makshava for the kmitza and one makshava for the halacha,
there should be more significant.
Or the kli, it should certainly if it's the same makshava at the same time. Maybe not.
Maybe in that case, since you're not having, think of it like this. you're not having another disqualification that's significant.
It's not a kezayis.
All the other avoiders are good. They're good. So the challenge, the chutz l'zman, is not in a significant way.
And why would I think that if it's chatzik kezayis, it should be different than if it's by kezayis?
Because maybe it's insignificant. Maybe the disqualification. There's enough of a disqualification of a chatzayis to make it into pigle. But the other disqualification is insignificant to prevent
pigle.
The pigle. It looks like that.
It's not pigle. It does disqualify.
All these questions. The Gemara talks about your question. The Rishonim talk about these questions. We had it by Zvach. He disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. And what did he disagree? And normally, whenever you have a machloek, you have a mission this style, where you first have the chachamim, and then you have a bar plukta, and then you have nacham all the chachamim, who say the zol bazach.
Where do you have nacham
all the? The Chum, the last Chalam of the Mishnah,
yeah.
is the same thing as the Chum said in the beginning of the Mishnah. He's just coming to read Rabbi Yehuda.
Which is the beginning of the Mishnah?
So what does that mean?
The Mishnah, when the Mishnah gave us the examples, it told us it doesn't make them what the order is.
Right, the Mishnah gave examples. Exactly.
So the last one of the Mishnah, V'chachom, is identical with the Chum of the beginning of the Mishnah. So this,
that Mishnah comes out according to the Chachamim, yeah.
So the Mishnah is the Chachamim.
Yeah,
what do we need the Chachamim to repeat themselves? Well,
okay.
So there's a general...
No, you know why? in contrast with Rabbi Yehuda.
But we know the contrast, because at the time of Kamal...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Rabbi Yehuda holds different...
So what's the answer?
There's no extra words in the Torah.
This is a general rule. This is nothing unique to Mesech and Menachos. It's a general rule. Whenever you have Shabbat, obviously the last Chachamim is not the same as the first Chachamim. And there's a minor difference.
Who says it? The Rishonim?
The Gemara says this. And what's the minor difference? The Gemara, most of the time, not all the time, tells us the Nafka Mina between the Tanakhama and the Chachamim. Okay, this is general. The Gemara...
So what's talking the difference?
We'll see the Gemara. We're coming le mistam. Stam mishnah. We want him to make a stam mishnah. The order we pass like a stam mishnah.
Right.
Why the chiyah gav the mishani perikai mapeles? Now he's not giving the other mahal. The other mahal is.
This is a loch, that's it.
That's a loch, because normally over here it's a stam. The achar kach machloikis. What is the rule? Whenever you have a stam mishnah, the achar kach machloikis. What do we pass like? I don't remember. They are different klolim. So here in this situation, it's stam. The achakach machlekes. Do not make a mistake and think that we should follow the bar plukta. We're going back v'chachomim. We're coming to give strength to the Tanakama. We pass like the chachomim. Psak halacha.
That's what Tosh is trying to say.
Yeah. But in other times, the Gemara tells us that there's an afkamina between the two. Maybe we will talk about this. Let's see. Ibayluhu, next shot. Now here we're going to a little bit complicated. So yeah, we have to cold cup. Ibayluhu, l'diri oimer shirayim shachashu ben kumis laktara. There's a mandem that says the shem. Let's say the shem is chashu. We learn the shem is chashu. We learned this very few times.
Right.
You take a kamitza, and after the machleg is tanoim. You take a kamitza, and after the kamitza, the mouse eats up a little shtigl of the shirayim. So what happens? Oh, the shirayim was chosar. After you took the kamitza, are you allowed to continue to proceed and burn the ketores on the machlegis? It's machlegis. So. That's the Gemara's topic now. That's what we want to discuss. So the loch is it's mutter. We have two kids. You can do it. Now the kaimulon. Now here's the chiddush. So we did not learn a lesson. Even according to the Madam that says that if the shem was chosar, you're still permitted to proceed and be makter the ketores, but you're not allowed to eat the shirayim. Everyone agrees. Eat it.
That's according to everybody.
No,
it's like you can proceed.
There's no pigle.
There are two averas to eat it. Number one, you can't. If you eat it, what's the issue of eating it?
If it's chaser, yeah.
Let's say there's no pigle. You eat perfectly. Are you allowed to eat it? The shirayim? No. If you eat it, what sin are you? What aver are you doing? Whatever it is, it's an assay. Let's say it's an assay. Okay, lav v'machlala says nasei. Let's say he's a drush. It's nasei. So now you're chayfed two averes.
Maybe not.
What's the two averes?
Maybe not.
That's the Shiloh.
Maybe not.
The Shiloh that
was... according to this man, the Omar,
yeah,
who says that you are allowed to be magavit, but you're not allowed to eat it.
You're not allowed to eat it. Let's say when you makdi the ketoiris, you have a kavon chutz l'zman. So that Shiloh is, in addition to the regular isser, that you chayiv no matter what, which is a lightweight isser, maybe in addition you should be chayiv chorus.
What?
Okay, but there'll be two averes. I'll give you a very simple example. If it's a man allowed to have yichud with a woman, simple example. A not married man with a not married woman. Midaraisa, let's talk about the at least certainly not. A man who's not married and a woman who's not married, they're not allowed to have yichud. Okay, certainly at least midarabana.
Both of them are not, yeah.
Some even hold it to the raisa.
Especially if she's a nida, yeah.
Okay, you're not allowed to have yichud. You're not allowed to have yichud. Now, let's say she's not a nida. A man, a not married man, a not married, they never saw each other. Now they go into a room, they're locked up together.
It's probably is that not vera?
Is that not vera? Yeah. Some holds the deraisi. Some hold it. Because the Yisrael Shaila is what is the prohibition of Yichud? But let's say it's Rabban. Fine, let's say it's Rabban. Fine. Now, let's say this man next week, he's not allowed to be with her. He's Osir. It's Osir for this man, this one to have Yichud. Let's say he goes next week under the Chob and he marries her. Hareyat Mikudesh Asli Betabazuk Rasmash of Yisrael. No Nisuin. Just Erison. Is he allowed to have Yichud with her? Only Erison.
He could.
What? No, he can't. Erison?
The same
Nisuin
again.
Not Nisuin. A male ancient times. You have Erison below Nisuin.
Below Nisuin means with Ksuba. What? Means with Ksuba.
No Ksuba. Erison.
Stam. Stam Yichud without Stam. Stam with Stam Zer. Without Kavonis Nisuin.
Is a man allowed to have
Yichud?
He should
nicknames.
Not up to. Exactly. No, but he didn't do a Bia L'Shem Kiddushin. Okay. A man, a woman, he's not doing L'Shem Kiddushin. They're not doing anything Maisa.
No
Maisa.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Answer your question.
A man and woman have yichud. They don't do anything. Are they done now? They're having yichud. A not married man, not married woman.
Yes.
They've done now. They're correct. Yes. Okay. Let me tell you. Now this man, this woman, next week they go and they have only erison. What is erison? He gives her the ring. Harei mikudeshes. But there's no birchas nesuin. There's no erison.
When you say drachim nikkusvisha, that's only erison.
Of course.
That's not nesuin.
No.
So nesuin is the ksuba.
No. The nesuin is a kinyan. Oh. A kinyan when he takes her into his rishus.
Oh, I see. Right. Either on the chuppah or he takes into
yichud room.
Today we
have the bat. We do bevachas. Today we do the erison.
To cover all grass. Yeah.
By the time of chazal, there was a yichud.
So what's your point, my friend? State your point, please.
Now after he has the erison, then he meets her in the street the next day and has yichud with her. How many averos has he done?
After the erison?
Yeah. Two averos. He's done the regular avera for the Isra Yichud, which even if you never saw before, and he's done a second avera. There's a special Isra to have Yichud with your Arusa. It's the bracha. Baruch atu Hashem, Elokei Melech Olam, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvayis, V'osar Lanu Es Ho'arusas. When a man makes erison, with a woman, she's now doubly usher to him.
Maybe it's also harusa is stammer person off the street. It's also to have
yichud.
Stammer guy
doesn't go away.
Not the husband himself.
That doesn't go away.
Also, it's harusa that the man.
There's a special issa.
It's an ageous issa. Not only on an
Asian
lady who had an
Asian. No. The Pasha and the Brach is Asa Lonu Es Harusos means to the Chosin himself.
Okay. So it's much worse. He gets a double Aveira.
A double Aveira.
The first one because it's Asa.
Yichud.
Yichud, yeah.
You don't have Yichud. A man and a woman don't have Yichud. And now he marries.
But what happens if he has in mind? I'm going to mean Kaim and Sabia
no.
for this.
Oh, that you have to have witnesses. No, I'm not discussing that.
Oh, you have to have Adas of that.
I'm not discussing that. We're discussing Stam.
Not Avis from outside.
You have to from outside. You have to have Lashem. And Rav Mangid. Rav Mangid. I'm not. Man is meets a woman in the shiz yichud is nadeira, and now he makes to her erison.
Now we have to have a case over here.
Over here, if this comes to shiur, I have a kamitza. You make a kamitza, and you take a kamitza, and then before you bring the kamitza on the mizbeach, the shirayim go chosar.
Yeah.
Someone takes a little mashu morsel away from
them. It's us. It's a machlokes.
So this time holds. Go
but
ahead.
But everybody, kuli alma, it's us to eat it.
Yeah. Why not eat it? Why not? Gzeres HaKosov, whatever it is. Okay, I don't remember the drasha. We had a drasha 2 days ago. I forgot already. Okay, 2 days ago we had a drasha. The drasha. You're not allowed to eat the shirayim. Now the Gemara
Shaila.
You did not vary this deraisa. That was the
Gemara. Yeah, but not Karas.
Not Karas. Yeah, no, yeah.
It's not Pigo.
Oh, no, that's not. Now the Gemara Shaila is. Let's say I'm anywhere not going to be able to eat it.
Nee.
Because the Shiraim is Chosa. Correct?
Yeah.
The Shiraim is Chosa. Yes. Now I go and I do Hailocha. When I do Hailocha, I have a Kavana. I'm going to eat the Shiraim, which I'm not allowed to eat. Right, y'all eat it.
Because
the shirayim is chosa.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. But as I do the halacha, or I do the haktara,
or it could be the kmitz itself.
Or the kmitz itself.
You don't eat the kmitza.
You can have a machsheres pigle with the kmitza.
Fine. Fine.
Yeah, it doesn't matter which
kavanah.
Makes a difference when it is that would be after the
chutz. Okay, right, fine. Right, yeah. I have kavanah to the kmitza on the mizbech chutz l'zman.
Nee.
And now I put on the mizbech l'zman.
Nee.
I had the perfect kavanah of chutz l'zman.
Yeah.
There was no other psul. My kavanahs were all good. The only problem was that the shirayim of this particular mincha is also biachila.
So does this disqualify from karis or not?
So that Gemara Shaila is. So now when I have a kavana and the other avodas of chutz l'zman,
yeah,
it will create potential that when then I put it on the mizbeach, there's now a chalois pigle on the shirayim. So what was your kasha? Well, we got this whole discussion. Okay. I anyway can't eat the shirayim.
Right. So that's not boya.
So now you can't eat the shirayim for two reasons.
So that's not boya.
So I'm asking you, the haktara was not matter in eating.
That's goof of the Gemara Shaila.
Since it's not matter.
There should be no karis.
Even like the man the Amar holds,
you're allowed to do it.
Or
do we say, since the Torah says you're allowed to do it, therefore it is a matir. That's called matir kimitzvosai.
Even though you can't eat it.
We don't take it into account.
Even though it's a half a matir. It's a half a matir.
It's matir itself to go on the mizbeach.
This goes into the kishkas of what is a matir.
According to that mandam, that you're allowed to be makter.
Yes.
That's only according to that mandam.
So this goes into the shoresh. What is a matir? Is a matir automatically mean there must be something left over that becomes permissible? Or is a matir, if the Torah tells me this is what you do, that's a matir. This is the yisoy. What is the taitch of a matir? We had the same shaila when it came to the mincha, when the mincha on the Oymer. The mincha on the Shemitah. In Shemitah, what is the
Oymer matir?
According to the man,
you're allowed to eat anyway.
That sefichim is also in Shvius. So what is the mincha being matir? So the Gemara came, it's being matir the Shirayim. Even according to the man, they said that the sefichim is also in Shemitah, it's being matir the Shirayim. That's better than this case, because in this case, it's not even the mat of the shirayim. The shirayim anyway is also because it was chasa.
Yeah.
So what? Even though it's not mat of the shirayim, it's still at least permissible to put on the mizbeach. So that if you have a kavon of chutz l'zman, it's going to trigger that there'll be a chalois upon the shirayim pigle.
You can't eat it anyway.
Oh, like I told you, just like the case. That's why I gave you that analogy. Just because something is osur, it's a chalaliser. In certain instances, Isser Chalal Isser. It was Osser until now, and now it will be even more Osser. Mm-hmm. Okay, basically, they said the Sugan is Chalal Isser.
How do you say Kamlai Vidradme, that Kamlai?
Kamlai, no, you don't say. Kamlai Vidradme is only when the two punishments come, the Vasachas. When one punishment came, Shloi Be'idne. If a person robs his friend.
When he eats the thing, that's the Vasakas.
No, but what was the Chalois Isser? The Chalois Isser of eating the Shirayim, the first Aver was when the Shirayim was Chosar, and the second Chalois was when he did the Haktorah.
But everything happened. Nothing went.
Let me ask you a question.
If only did Haktorah, nothing's going on here, my friend. He can eat all he wants of that thing over there. He's not going to be over on the.
Sure he is. You're not letting the Shirayim.
Even for the Haktara, that's the thing.
Full Haktara. Once
pickles only.
That pickle I understand, but the eating from someone who's chosar only happens when he does the Haktara.
Is that correct? We have to be ma'ayin and what the Lamda says. Maybe you're saying good. Maybe saying is that Isser, is that special Isser only when the Haktara.
Which special Isser? The Isser eating the Shirayim?
If anybody eats Shirayim before Haktara.
That's a general Isser. So there are really three Isser. So he's saying there are three Isser. There's a general Isser, don't eat Shirayim before you do that Torah. Now, because it was Chosar, when you do that Torah, there's a Nai Isser. And then there's also Bachsheves Pigel Choruses, right? So you want to say a Lomdis, you write this up, or you say a Shirim Shavis in every Kanshul. You say, there are three Isurim in this case. Lamai Nafman, you know, you have the whole Rosh Hashiva Shiva over here. I mean, Sholim, it's Rosh Hashiva. It's Rosh Hashiva, it's a Sashlam. Three Isurim. You take a Sugya here, which seems to be so partial, and he makes out of it three Isurim in the Isra of the Shirayim.
Yeah, but.
So weit so ibol lul divyam go ibol lul divyam shaim so so medikim zlag tor makte gitaris alein mag you can be marked here they kaim belong the ocean shivaim as machila. So now comes the gemara sha mahu ditahane lu aktara.
What is tanai lu
what ditahane ditahane it should be successful mahu. What is the halacha ditahane that it should succeed ditahane lu aktara. If you had a kavana when you did the haktara that it should be chutz lizman, does your kavana succeed in creating upon the shirayim achalois pigol?
Even though you can't eat it anyway.
Even though you can, exactly. Right, hold on. So the, and then there's another nafkamina. What's the second nafkamina? Velifke. And this, the Gemara is really going to focus, dwell upon the second nafkamina. Velifke inu bidei mi'ila. Now, normally, in normal circumstances, sadetz kodesh kodashim. Only, where is it in mi'ila? Mi'ila is only where? Like Kodshei Kodashim. We had this discussion many times. You have a mincha. The mincha is Kodshei Kodashim. After you makti the Shirayim, what happens when you makti the Shirayim? As you makti the Kemitza, what happens? Then the Shirayim are mutter. It's achila.
Right.
What happens when it becomes a l'achila? Not only are you allowed to eat it, the Isra Mi'ila disappears. What you were saying before.
What do you mean this Mi'ila disappears?
When you makdish flour l'shem mincha, it's worse than that. If you derive benefit from the shirayim azar, even a koyin
after the haktara,
before the haktara, even on a carbon that's 100% good.
Yeah.
This is the first day, sir. So that's a violation of mi'ila.
Oh,
we just said that. Well, a person derives benefit from the base time. You have to bring a carbon asham,
yeah.
And you have to pay. You have to pay its value plus a fifth. There are three penalties. Three penalties if you derive hana from kachay kodashim, carbon asham.
Well, only
kachay kodashim, not kachay kalim. When does those three penalties disappear?
Before.
After you do the haktarah.
Right.
So the Gemara Shal over here is,
if a Zar eats it, what is that?
If a Zar eats
after
it,
was marked,
there's no mi'ila, because it's mutal ba'achila for the kohanim, and the kohanim, but it's still an avera. It's still an avera. The Zar, as a loisase, the Zar lo yikarev. But until the haktarah, there's an iser mi'ila with the carbon and the chaymish. So the Gemara Shal over here is, I have now, under normal circumstances, this is a very important chiddush, I have the kemitza, and before I bring the kemitza, the shirayim go chosar. Correct?
Now, say it again.
Before I put the kemitza on the mizbeach, the shirayim are missing.
Yeah.
Now, I proceed, and I do it perfect. I put, that's the highest mandama. Okay. Does the ni'ila go away? No. Does not go away. If someone will come along now and eat the shirayim, he's chayef for mi'ila.
Because it's also to eat it.
Why? Because since this chosar, and it's never going to be permitted for kohanim to eat, it maintains its status of kodesh, kodashim, mi'ila. But the Gemara wants to say a tremendous chiddush. If you have a kavana now, a kavana that I'm going to do a vodol chutz l'zman, not only does it turn the shirayim into pigle, the Isser Mi'ila goes away. Because generally, there's no such thing as Mi'ila. Pigel and Mi'ila are two separate worlds. If you're Chayef Koris for Mi'ila, you're not Chayef Koris. For Pigel. If you're Chayef Koris for Pigel, there's no Chayef Mi'ila. They're mutually exclusive. That's the question. If we have the shrine, we're also to begin with.
If we're saying that the mi'ila and pigel don't go together, so maybe also the shrine and the pigel don't go together.
If there's no din pigel, then there will be mi'ila. But if there will be din pigel, mi'ila, or maybe not. So the Gemara Shaila is, since over here the haktara is not, the shrine were also from beforehand, maybe your machsheves pigel is nonsense. Or maybe not. Lamai nafkin, there are two nafkinins. Number one, will there be a chalois pigle? Number two, if there will be a chalois pigle, the din ni'ilo will go away from the shirayim.
Why?
Because pigle is so powerful, it takes away away meal.
Another winner.
Oh.